Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
How about these Bears? Trying to win the third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win.
How does a team learn how to win by winning? That was part of the core message that Ben Johnson shared with us this week.
As ugly as it can be at times, this group's just proven time and time again that when it's close there in the fourth quarter that we're capable of finding a way.
Winning is winning, and you put yourself in four-quarter games. And I think what I love about this Bears team is if they can just keep the turnover margin neutral and get to a fourth-quarter game, they feel they have the clutch players in their locker room to deliver when it matters.
Now it's on the foot of Cairo Santos to win it or lose it.
Howie, the C on the Bears helmet apparently stands for comebacks.
Yeah, it's comebacks. It's. I think they're starting to believe.
Well, C kind of could stand for cardiac, too.
The Chicago Bears, we're talking about them being the cardiac kids.
I want to thank everyone for sending those cards to my brother, Bill, who recently had another heart attack. You okay, Dad?
Hey, just having a heart attack.
Santos puts it up, and it is good!
Cairo Santos!
The comeback kids, Chicago Bears, do it again!
Let me get a little Cairo action.
Cairo Santos, like, yeah, doing the Dougie or whatever that was in the locker room.
You could call them the cardiac comeback.
You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
They're going to be the alone in first place Chicago Bears.
Hell yeah!
Always remember, you ain't first, you're last.
If you ain't first, you're last.
God, I hate the Vikings.
The Bears.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until 6 o'clock. It's a full show with a first-place football team, which is exciting and weird and strange and all of those good things. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
The cardiac Bears? I think nobody could really decide exactly what to call them there. It's funny because it's the fifth time in the last seven games, Lawrence, they've scored the go-ahead points in the final 2 minutes. My brother texted me yesterday. He's like, I think every one of your games ends with a heart attack. Is that correct? I mean, that's what it feels like. This is the league, though. This is the NFL. They've designed it that way. The rules play it that way. Like Stacey Dale said last week, she's never seen more parity than this. This is the league, and right now the Bears are 7-3.
To speak to your point, five games yesterday ended on the last play of that game. And going into tonight, seven games were won by teams that were trailing in the fourth quarter of the game.
Man, it's why the league is king. You know, it's why, frankly, when I think about other sports, I think, well, maybe a salary cap and a salary floor could be helpful, because the NFL has mastered parity in a way that makes it dominate your Sunday. I had three bets that I made yesterday. I sweated every single one of them till the end of the window. One of them I sweated all the way to the end of the night game. And that's just like a tiny thing, let alone your fantasy games, and let alone your actual team fandom. Like, it is stressful out there in these NFL streets.
It is, but the reward is that the Bears are in first place. And we talk about it all the time. We're a little bit closer on this than some other things, but the idea of Monday vibes after a Bears win. There's the city's so great when the Bears win. Everyone is in such a good mood, and even if you're unhappy with the way that they're winning, and to use air quotes for those of you who can't see me, like, they're winning, and that's what you want. Like, that's the thing that you've been crying about, is that the Bears don't win games. Well, now they're winning them, and there are no style points here. Get to the playoffs and give yourself an opportunity to win a game.
Yeah, but I do feel, though, that, like, the Sunday experience and part of the Monday breakdown is kind of not necessarily rationalizing those thoughts, but dealing with those thoughts. Because I had them. They should have put that team away, man. I mean, multiple times it felt like, God, all right, here's the possession where they get seven and they put it away. Or here's a possession where they get at least three and put it away. They ran 20 more plays on offense than the Vikings. They had the ball for 13 more minutes. They were plus two in turnovers. J.J. McCarthy had a 14.9 quarterback rating going into that last drive, man. He was awful. They let the Vikings hang around and almost paid for it. They didn't, but they really almost did, you know? So we got to mitigate those a little bit as part of our Monday processing.
I've been trying to figure out exactly, like, how I feel about this, because throughout our history at the Score, through most fans' history, there's a misery that comes with the idea of, well, the Bears always lose these types of games. We saw it at the beginning of this run that the Bears have been on. Well, they ordinarily lose that type of game, but somehow they won it. I'm not sure what to do with that. Like, there's a part of me that feels like if you believe in karma, or if you believe in it's their turn, that you need some of that, not all of it, but some of that when your team is trying to come up, that there is some luck elements to it. Some people attribute the stuff that goes on with Kansas City is luck in the officials and some of the other stuff, but your team's going to have to get some breaks. And don't you feel like you might be owed some, considering that the breaks have often beaten the boys?
Yeah, that's true. You know, and Cairo spoke to that, how, like, last year was the kind of thing where they would find a way to lose all those games. Cairo is a thoughtful dude, man. And it's like, and he had a moment yesterday where everybody was listening to him and he had wise things to say about the game and about the league and the season. And I think Ben at one point said, you know, talked about him as a captain yesterday and said, you know, that he's like, he speaks for our team well. Because, yeah, I mean, so maybe they are owed some of those breaks. They're 3-18 in their last 21 division games going into yesterday. 3-18. And some of those have been bad breaks, as we know, whether it's a blocked field goal. I mean, you could think of any number of games, whether it's, you know, whether it's Eberflus on Thanksgiving with a legit chance to beat the Lions and that whole thing falling apart. So maybe they are owed some of those things. I do feel like this, and you know that I've felt this way. I feel like the coach is the superstar. Your coach is damn good. I mean, there's like his feel for play calling and offense and all of that. But just as a culture creator, a culture flipper, and we didn't know if he had that in him, but he does. Like, his mandate going in the year was to flip the culture, and that has been flipped. Everybody's believing in that organization all the way down to the bottom and all the way up to the top.
When it comes to wins like this, isn't that something that people point to? So they have a culture of winning. That's why they're winning these games. Now, is it chicken or the egg? Like, you know, who knows about that? But ordinarily, that's what you get saddled with, is this team is winning because of their culture. And that's how they're able to overcome some of these moments inside of the game. And I look at it and I say, I think you're right, Spiegs. I think the idea of the coach as a superstar is a big deal. There's some credibility, I also think, that comes with Ben Johnson that maybe we didn't give enough credit to, that people are more willing to believe that this is a thing because they've seen Ben Johnson do this, granted, at the coordinator level, but they've seen Ben Johnson do this with the Lions and know that there is something behind what it is that he's done. Like, I'm not trying to take shots at Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus was a really solid defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. He wasn't a star. He wasn't like, man, you got to get this guy. And Ben Johnson was the got to get him guy.
Yeah, well, Matt Eberflus wasn't a leader, and we know that. And Ben is a leader, right? You see that now. We all see that now, 10 games in.
Well, I'm not trying to even look at it like the individuals. I just want to look at it like as the situation goes, where if you are looking for what the seeds are of a star, there needs to be some consensus around the league about who's coaching your team. And that consensus when the Bears got Ben Johnson was, oh my God, like the Bears hit a home run with this guy. And who knows if it works out. There have been other people who have been tabbed with that as an identity that haven't held up their end of the bargain. But I just think that it's really interesting that knowing everything that went into hiring him, and how if you went around the league and talked to folks, they would say, man, I really love that hire for the Bears. Like, this is really going to change things. And there hasn't been a hire like that in a while. And it wasn't Matt Nagy. As much as people respected what Matt Nagy did,
it wasn't.
There were a lot of people who were like, well, was he actually calling the plays?
Yep.
And does he have it in him to lead in that way? And I'm sure that he'll get mentioned this time around as jobs open up. But there is something about Ben Johnson. And it's one thing for him to believe, because I believe that Matt Nagy thought that he was doing the right stuff, Spiegs. But with Ben, he has convinced others. And that's the leadership aspect that you're talking about.
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, and that's the part that I always end up coming back to, because everybody has bought in. I remember we saw it in Caleb's eyes when he was on the St. Brown Brothers podcast in the off season, and Amon-Ra was telling him what Ben was going to be, and Caleb was like, I'm ready. He is ready. He's doing it. Mike Sando wrote a great piece in The Athletic today about the way that Kevin O'Connell is trying to build up J.J. McCarthy and using a lot of sunshines and lollipops and balloons.
And balloons.
Yeah. And
Ben, make me a bicycle clown.
And Ben is instead giving tough love publicly and privately to Caleb. As you've talked about, he's trying to break him. He's trying to break Caleb and build him back up. And the difference in those approaches is fascinating to think about. And a former head coach told Mike Sando this, that Caleb has a chance to be a top 10 quarterback, maybe even special, if he continues to buy in and develops a better feel for when to go off script. And here's the quote from the former head coach. You have to consider Caleb as a rookie because he wasn't buying in before. He is now learning how to play. Man.
Well, isn't that what we were thinking?
Yeah.
And it wasn't it Ben who got us thinking that way?
Yeah. Where he dismissed all of last year. And so that's what we're watching. And a lot of today isn't going to be about the coach and the quarterback. It's going to be about the coach and the other coach. And it's going to be about the team and going to be about a lot of stuff that went on. But that coach and quarterback thing is part and parcel for what you have with the superstar head coach, Lawrence, I think, is that everybody's bought in, including the anointed number one pick. Who believed he was the king. He is also bought in.
It is the most important relationship maybe in sports, head coach of a team and the quarterback. And those two people need to be aligned. And it looks like there is an aligning that's going on. And I don't know how successful it's going to be, but to this point, the Bears are in first place by themselves in a division that a lot of people think is the best division.
They've taken the North.
In football.
They've taken the North. Or at least
and the last thing, the most important piece is we're going to take the North.
No, wait, there's another part of that.
Never give it back.
Never give it back. For those who don't know, that's Ryan Poles at his introductory press conference saying we're going to take the North and never give it back. So that's what why the podcast is called that. I assume most people know, but I figure there's some people out there who don't. And that's
nothing wrong with whiteboarding it.
Right? And that's why all the texts about, like, the Bears have the North on layaway. The Bears have entered into a 50-year mortgage with the North.
Bears have a timeshare that we're going to have to get Chuck McDowell to get them out of.
I like this one. The Bears have a lawn chair out front calling dibs on the
that's
North.
Right.
That is so Chicago.
Either way,
as of now, right now, today, for the first time in Ryan Poles' regime, right, the Bears have the North.
It's a beautiful thing. Why don't we focus in on the coach? Because going into this game, the matchup between the two coaches is what we were on. And I loved it how it played out yesterday. It was so fun to watch the back and forth between Ben Johnson and Brian Flores. Let's get into it with some, honestly speaks, staggering numbers. Staggering numbers to find out how this game played out. We'll explain what we mean next. It's Spiegel and Holmes talking first place Bears with you on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Third down. They pitch it to Moore. Gets a couple of good blocks, and Moore's got a first down. Creative play that time. And he got blocks from Swift and Burden to pick it up against Brian Flores' D, who doesn't look thrilled with that result.
No, he doesn't. And I will say, Coach Flo knows some of those run plays are coming on third down. Ben Johnson, even going back to his days in Detroit, never minded calling some run plays on third and less than 5A because he was going to be very aggressive on fourth down. But he also knows that's an area where you can steal a first down with a simple run, get a crease on the edge, and then now you get yourself back into a first and 10 situation with good execution.
Every play, you got to be on your mess. And so that's what a Flores defense does, and that was certainly the case here today. Like I said, when you play a tough team like that, you need to be on your mess as much as you can.
It seems like Ben Johnson every week gives us something else to add to the lexicon speech.
Is that also from Billy Williams back in the day?
I don't know. We should ask Tom Scher.
Good, better, best. Be on your mess. It might be in the speech. I don't know.
I mean, it works. We could just throw everything into a gumbo and have the whole thing work. But those two guys, you talk about two of my favorite coaches to watch do this thing are those two guys. I heard Olin and Patrick and Mully talking about it on the pregame yesterday, and I thought they made excellent points. The idea of both guys are so complimentary, and you don't know if that's that they really respect each other or they absolutely hate each other because they know, and maybe a little bit of both, right? Like you really respect the job that the other guy does because he makes you work harder.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it's like Ben Johnson's Detroit teams put up 40 plus on Flores with regularity, and you know that pissed him off. First game this year, which felt a lot like this game, with the Vikings and the Bears, Flores didn't blitz that much. Like Caleb called him the king of the zero blitz, but he didn't really do that much. And going into the game, Flores was not a big, you know, was a blitzer, but he was at like what, 44% going into this game. Tell people what he did yesterday, Lawrence.
Yeah, so they were second in blitzing, so they were still near the top of the league.
All right,
but from 42%. And the number is disputed. Alex, what's the number that you saw on this?
I saw somewhere between like 70 and 78%.
And Kevin Fishbane had it.
Right. I think Kevin Fishbane had 67%. Yeah. So somewhere in that range.
Yeah. I think true
media.
Okay,
let's call it 70%.
Call it 70%.
And look, some of that was them blitzing Murphy off the edge. For run support. They were definitely run blitzing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of what they were doing. But think about that, Speaks.
Yeah.
The idea that they blitz a lot. And when they got to the Bears, they were like, you know what? We should blitz more.
And they were weird blitzes. They were like,
yes,
everything he had in the kitchen sink. I can't wait to talk to Matt Bone about it tomorrow, but I'm sure Matt Forte and our big pile of mats tomorrow will see it as well from the offense perspective, because he was like unbalanced line, using Van Ginkle and Metellus,
yes,
as completely positionless players and just putting them absolutely anywhere and bringing it. And guess what? Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams did a really good job dealing with all of that. Like there were some calls. At one point, there was a little wide receiver screen to Burden that was directly into that blitz where it was coming from. And I don't know about you, Lawrence, but I left that game thinking, I saw Caleb outlet it to Cole Kmet right behind a blitzer multiple times, like little checkdowns, and not the classic, like, oh, he's checking down to the running back or Zacchaeus, who's right there out front, like that we've seen. No, it was like, here comes a blitzer. Well, I know Cole's open. And so he puts it over the top of the blitzer or past the blitzer. And I'm like, there you go, young man. I felt like that was a step forward yesterday.
We saw Caleb do red seven, where he went to the hot route. You go to where the guy is blitzing from. You make them pay for blitzing, and you know, and everyone was kind of on the same page with it yesterday, and I loved that. I loved that it made the offense flow a little bit better.
Hmm.
Here's how you know Minnesota did their job and the extra blitzing was helpful. I want to put this into perspective. Yesterday against the Vikings and against J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings had 5 tackles for loss, okay? The Bears had 5 tackles for loss. The Vikings had 10 tackles for loss because they were bringing guys off the edge. They were stopping Menungai and Swift in the backfield. So without sacking Caleb a ton until the end of the game, 10 tackles for loss. There was a level of desperation.
10 tackles for loss, dude. It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there was a level of desperation that was shown by Flores,
mm-hmm,
to try and get pressure and try and stop the Bears. That was just so fun. And if Caleb has learned the lesson of, hey, I know a way to get some opportunities for my guys against the blitz now, and I'm not looking in the opposite direction of where the blitz is coming from. Like,
yeah,
just get the ball out immediately.
So that's really good stuff. Interesting. There was a moment when we in the group thread were talking where Caleb finally did get sacked. He got sacked twice on the same sequence, the same drive in the fourth quarter, and they end up punting, and there's the big punt return, and all of a sudden it's 16-10. So on that drive, I was like, oh man, Caleb's holding it too long. One time he got sacked on a long scramble. One time just staying in the pocket too long. Another time he had to hold it, scrambles, he throws it away. But you said in the thread that Flores was spying on him on that. Did you see a spy on that too? So he was like, did he change it up as the game went on and start to spy on Caleb? That's what I was trying to figure out.
On that particular play, like, they showed a lot. They showed like they were going to bring six or seven, and then they dropped out. And then it was like, okay, there's four guys rushing, and they dropped a guy just to spy Caleb on that play, because they had already gotten tired of getting burned by him extending plays or using his feet to get first downs, like all of that stuff. Like, that's like the beautiful game inside the game stuff that was going on, where they're trying to match wits with each other on making something look different than what it looks like pre-snap.
Lawrence, let's continue this conversation, because there's other stuff about the X's and O's, including a big narrative that is taking place off of yesterday's game that actually, I think, makes sense. It's one of the times, like, wait a minute, there's a narrative, but, oh, about Ben and Caleb that I think makes some sense. So we can keep talking about that, but let's take some calls too, man.
Hell yeah. 312-644-6767 is the number. What do you think about your first place Bears? You're all alone in first place Chicago Bears. I don't know even if you were to ask Caleb or Ben Johnson or Kevin Warren at the beginning of the year if they thought they'd be 7-3 at this point. I don't think any of them would have said that. But here they are, and they've got an opportunity. What are they going to do with it, and what do you think about it? 312-644-6767. Your phone calls here coming up on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.